We spoke last week as a bit of an introduction to the world of taros as a whole and balancing, I guess, the two tzadim of it. Taros, on the one hand, being the most abstract, the least parallel to the secular world, taros having no gemara at all. On the other hand, those achronim, they like to emphasize the fact that taros really is halacha l'maisa, and many discussions here, they really are halacha l'maisa. We're going to do tonight two things. We are primarily speaking about the amount of water needed in a mikvah, the shear of a mikvah. It's one of the earlier discussions in the first parak of Maseches Mikvaos. And then, in Maseches Mikvaos, one of the earlier discussions, we'll have a bit of an introduction where we speak about maybe, again, five or six just basic halachas relevant to discuss the mikvahs. And then we'll broaden it a little bit to speak about one very important issue, one yisodus, the question that many of the achronim raise. Let me begin as follows. Chumash, so what's the mucker that there's something called a mikvah? And going into a mikvah has the capacity to purify a person. So that's the Torah here in source number one, Vayikra Paragid Aleph, part of Shmini. Torah tells us, Ach ma'ayan uvor mikvah mayim. So Chumash here refers to three different kinds of situations. Bor we'll say for a different time. There's something called a ma'ayan. A ma'ayan is a spring where the water is flowing. And a mikvah mayim. The Torah tells us, Yi yetahor, that is going to be pure. What does the Pasuk come to teach us? So the first, what some think is really Pshat, Rashi's first daya, is it teaches us absolutely nothing about going into a mikvah and becoming pure. But rather, all the Torah is teaching us is that any water which is mechubar, tekarka, any water which coalesces in the ground, can't become tameh. That to become tameh, you have to be separate and distinct. So long as the water is in a pool or part of a spring, it in and of itself can't become tameh. But says Rashi, there's another daya. This is the dominant daya in Chazal, which is, what is yihye tahor, that you will become pure, that going in a mikvah has the capacity to purify a person. That's the mucker, that there's something called mikvah, and that going into a mikvah has the capacity to purify. If you look at verse number 5 on the seed, it's a called Sha'arei Das. It's a wonderful reference work, almost like an encyclopedia on Yanei Taros. So he just summarizes, these are all explicit gemaras and psukim. But just so that we can know this before we get to the details, there are four kinds of situations where someone goes to a mikvah. There are four kinds of situations where a person would go to a mikvah. The first is that a person or kalim that are considered to be tameh, so they're going to have to go to a mikvah. That's a yihyat tahor. Mikvah has the capacity to purify. A person is tameh, or your kalim are tameh. At least some of many of the kalim, you can go, and that's one way that a person can become pure. Secondly, who else goes to a mikvah? And gadol on Yom Kippur, midraban on all kohanim, so gives mesechas yuma, randaf lamed, or so, that on Yom Kippur, when the kohen gadol changes clothing, he's also going to a mikvah. It's not so clear that's per se about tumah to tahara. The kohen gadol is already pure. There's some other reason, meaning mikvah, aside from just purifying, mikvah does something else also. Kohen gadol goes to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. The third situation where someone goes to a mikvah is a ger that's going to convert, slash, sugiz imesachas divambos, a bit of giddin, an evet kanani, that certain people that undergo some sort of a partial conversion or a full conversion go to the mikvah, and the mikvah also elevates them. And the fourth that many of us may be aware of is tevilas kalim. When you buy a new vessel, if you're, I buy a new kli, it's tevilas kalim, I bought it from a non-Jew, it was made by a non-Jew, things like that, you have to be tovel in the mikvah. So there's something called mikvah, the source of the pasuk in Parshas Shmini. It exists in four different areas. It's a purifier, it's necessary for tevilas kalim, it's a ger shenis gayer, and the kohen gadol there. It may all on some level lead to some form of purifying, but different applications of it. But tonight we're focusing primarily on the shear of a mikvah. How much water do you need in it? Yeah. Nida is maybe in category number one, or not, or related to it. When you learn Baba Kama Daf Yud Aleph, you'll learn Tosfos there, you'll learn Kuzari, you'll learn Rishon LeZion, there's a lot of beautiful Torah there about whether Nida is in the category of Tuma, or Nida is in the category of Isser. That's one of the questions that we are not talking about tonight, although we just sort of did. Let's note the following. So how much water do I require in a mikvah? How much water do I require in order to be considered a mikvah? We will relate also to a question a little bit later, which is how much water do I need in a ma'ayan, in a spring? Let's begin with mikvah. So the Mishnah Chagiga on Daf Yud tells us that there are different halachas that we learn with varying amounts of connection to psukim. That there are often, let's say as an example, heter nedarim, the ability to be matir or neder, is porchin be'avir ve'ein lehem amash yismichu. Those are halachas that are sort of like out there. It's hard to find like even references sometimes to things in Chumash. One of the things which is not explicit in Chumash is the din of taharos. Taharos and tumos, the Mishnah says, is not really that explicit in Chumash. Ask the Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Yud Aleph. Yes, it is. There are a lot of psukim that all refer to tuma and tahara. So the Mishnah says, no, we're referring loditzucha el l'shir mikvah. The amount of water you need in the mikvah is not explicit in Chumash at all. How much water do I really need? Amal, ama, brum, shlosh, amos, shiru hachamim, me mikvah, arbaim sa'a. You require 40 sa'a of water. 40 sa'a of water. I'll try to get before I was too tired to. We'll get the exact amount as far as liter goes for different achronim. Hopefully next week I'll just give you that information. But about 40 sa'a of water. 40 sa'a of water. Now, that idea that mikvah requires 40 sa'a of water is quoted in the Mishnah Maseches Mikvos in the first parak. It's quoted by the Rambam Hilchos Mikvos Parak Dal Halacha Yud. It is also Paskin Halacha Maisa and Shulchan Aruch and Yerodei Yasim and Reish Aleph that is a shear of a mikvah. A mikvah requires at least 40 sa'a. The Tashbetz writes in a tshuva that even though a mikvah requires only 40 sa'a, we tend to be pretty machmir as far as calculating what's called 40 sa'a. We want to make sure that we're really all good to go. We tend to be most, even more water. But in general, 40 sa'a is all you really need. Is all you really need for a mikvah. Is this requirement, again, it's all this hakdama of basic dina. We learned who goes to a mikvah, what the makor of mikvah is. We've learned thus far that you require a mikvah requires 40 sa'a. Is that requirement of 40 sa'a a din to oraisa or a din to rabbanan? Where does the 40 sa'a come from? Where does the 40 sa'a come from? So the mainstream view in most Rishonim, what you find in the Shid Rashi and Psachim, the Rashi and Taurus Habayis, a tshuva of the Rivash. The mainstream view of Rishonim is that 40 sa'a is a din d'oraisa. That min ha-Torah, you require mikvah to have 40 sa'a. The assumption is that 40 sa'a is what the average person would need to be able to go comfortably into a mikvah and have water surround him. That's what the average person would need, adam beinoni, to go into mikvah. 40 sa'a, that appears to be a din d'oraisa. The Bach in Yerodeya and Simon Kufchaf, the Levush in Yerodeya, in Simon Reish Aleph, they both entertained strongly the tzad that maybe Memsa is only a din d'Rabbanan, maybe there's no requirement d'Oraisa, but generally speaking, the mainstream view of Rishonim, Arbam Sa, the need for Arbam Sa, that is a din d'Oraisa. What happens if you're very, very small and don't require Arbam Sa? Let's say I can go in and I can go with 30 Sa. It'd be enough to cover my body. So it's pasha that's not considered to be a kosher mikvah. Kosher mikvah requires 40 sa'a. What if I'm very, very big? And let's say 40 sa'a can't get the job done. So then, do I have to, for sure, go into, what's my question about going into a much larger mikvah? So Turi Evan writes in Meseches Chagiga that that's true for a regular person, but a person who's considered to be significantly larger, so such a person would require a kosher mikvah, much more water in there, and all the water, we'll understand this a little bit later in the year, but all the water has to be lechatchila good kosher mikvah water. You may require even more than arba'im sa'a, even more than arba'im sa'a. Many of the achronim are less confident that's true. The Hagos Imre Baruch on the Turi Evan and others point out that it's not true, that it could be that a much bigger person, as long as the mikvah has 40 sa'a of water. So maybe you could even have kulas and add in additional water. We'll learn more about that. So it covers all of him. But you don't have to need, per se, a bigger mikvah for a bigger person. We'll elaborate a little bit more on that, hopefully, in future weeks. But a smaller person for sure needs 40 sa'a. A larger person, Turi Evan says, is undoubtedly going to require a much larger mikvah with all kosher mikvah water, maybe even 50 sa'a to cover him. And others say, as long as there's 40 sa'a in there, even if, let's say, we add additional water, and that's why the bigger person could fit in, maybe that also would be considered good enough. All we've learned thus far is the following. Introduction. Four categories of people that require a mikvah. You require a mikvah if you're a ger, you're converting. You require a mikvah if you're buying a kli, to be less kalim. You require a mikvah the Kohen Gadol or all Kohanim midrabanan when you go into the base of mikvah to do avodah. And you require avodah as a purifier, and we're putting need in the purifying category for now. We spoke about how you require 40 sa'a. It is not explicit in Chumash. It is in Machlokas, Rishon and Poskim, whether it's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. And we saw also that everyone smaller for sure requires Arbaim sa'a. Larger, it's going to be Machlokas Rishon, Machlokas Achronim. Do you require more than that? What we're going to speak about right now is the nature of the requirement to have 40 sa'a. The nature of the requirement to have 40 sa'a. This is going to parallel for some of us discussions that we found about lulav issues also, and you'll see the parallel hopefully in a little bit. But what exactly, why do I require arba'im sa'ah? And we're going to see it's a chakira which is found a bit in the Netziv, found in the Chidush Rebuven on Mikvaos. It's found Reb Shimon and Shari Yosher. It's in a different context. It's found in lots of the Achronim. They're choker this question. Why do I require 40 sa'ah in a mikvah? What's pshat? Mahalach number one is I require 40 sa'ah in a mikvah. It's a shear in the chefza shel mikvah. If you have less than 40 sa'ah, it's not considered to be a mikvah. It's not considered to be a mikvah. Maybe it's not enough koach to be mitaher, but it's not considered to be a mikvah with less than 40 sa'ah. 40 sa'ah is part of the chalo shem of a mikvah. That's one mahalach. The other mahalach is to argue no. You could have a mikvah. It may have a shame mikvah, even if there's less. There's no chisaron in its shame mikvah. The problem is your maisa tevila. You have to go be tovol in the mikvah. And if there's less than 40 sa'ah, so the assumption of the Torah is it won't be able to fully cover you. So it's not a din in the hagdara of a mikvah. It's called a mikvah with less. Just you won't be able to be mitar yourself there. You won't be able to be mitar yourself in the mikvah because the maisa, the water, won't be able to cover you the same way. It's a problem in the maisa tvila, parentheses, that parallels some of the chakiras that you may have encountered when it comes to psulim in regards to lula. The problem with the chaser is the cheftis shel esrog, it's a problematic esrog, or the esrog is fine. It's a maisa lekicha issue. It's a lekicha tama issue. Different discussions that may come up sometimes like that. That is generally speaking, only with real clarity, that is generally speaking the chakira. What's a nafka mina? The nafka mina is the following. We're going to need about 4 or 5 minutes of just giving you basic information, an overview of shitos, and then we'll be able to see and to encounter the analysis. A mikvah requires arba'im sa'ah. But we saw in Chumash, a mikvah is not the only way to purify yourself. You can also purify yourself in a ma'ayan, in a spring. It's like there's like a certain category of person that loves pointing out, you're like, oh, that they read a mikvah, he's like, actually it's a ma'ayan. It's not really mikvah. A certain category of person, they often have a strong affinity for like Pshuto Shel Mikra. It's a certain kind of personality trait, which is very nice and very, very holy. The Aril of Mikvah, as an example, is more of a Ma'ayan. It's more of a spring. It's flowing water. How much do you need for a Ma'ayan? The Mishnah in the first Perek of Masechet Mikvos says that all you need is Kol Shehu. It requires Kol Shehu. But the Rishonim are not so sure what that refers to. And there is a machlokas harishonim. How much water do you really need if you as an individual want to be matar yourself in a ma'ayan? How much water do you really need? The shita of many, it's found in the Rosh and Hilchos Mikvos, in the Rosh on Meseches Mikvos, in Tosfos, in Meseches Pesachim, that there's a shita out there, many in the Balei Tovos and others, that a ma'ayan also requires arba'im sa'ah. It also requires arba'im sa'ah. There is a discussion within those shitas. Is that only on a dirabanan level, meaning min ha-Torah, a ma'ayan doesn't require that much, just mi dirabanan, we said arba'im sa'ah, the Bach holds like that. Or, as I believe the Grum maintains, maybe even on a Torah level, just like a mikvah requires arba'im sa'ah, so too a ma'ayan requires arba'im sa'ah if you want to go and you want to be tovel yourself. However, if I look in Lashon HaRambam, if I look in the Rambam in Hilchos Mikvos, the Rambam says that to be tovel in a ma'ayan, you do not require arba'im sa'ah. You don't require arba'im sa'ah? Kol shehu. Just a little bit suffices. So the Darchei Moshe, the Rama points out, and Machlokes HaRishonim, really kol shehu is enough? Maybe I require a revius, but I don't really require a full arba'im sa'ah. So we have the following. It's chazer where we are thus far, so we can start making some ha'aras. We've seen like this. Four kinds of people go to a mikvah requires arba'im sa'ah. Arba'im sa'ah pasher chiyav is a requirement min ha'Torah. Smaller still require arba'im sa'ah. We then spoke about a chakira. What's the nature of the requirement of arba'im sa'ah? Arba'im sa'ah is that less than arba'im sa'ah. It doesn't become a mikvah, or it is a mikvah. The problem is, it's a problem as far as your maisa tevila. We then saw, we're going to connect it in a second, that when it comes to a Ma'ayan, we have Machlokes HaRishonim. Ma'ayan also requires Arba'a Imsa, maybe even De'oraisa, Shita of many of the Rosh, and others. And we saw also that there are those who maintain even a Kol Shehu who's okay. One Ha'arim Pshat, before we get a little bit fancier, how can a Kol Shehu be okay? I have to be Tova my entire body in a Ma'ayan. How could Kol Shehu possibly suffice? How could just a little bit? How is that considered to be enough? A revius of that, how is that considered to be enough? So the answer is, we'll see a different answer in a future week. But the postures is, we mean, that's all, strictly speaking, you would require. But as long as it goes over your body. So if you have a person, that you have a baby, that you're going to be tovel because it's a ger katan, you tovel a baby. So then all you need is the smallest amount of water, you know, how the details of how it works, and drowning is an important question to clarify before you do it yourself at home. And you shouldn't. But if you would, so again, it doesn't require the full Arba'a Imsa, even less is considered to be okay. The Achronim wonder, what is this machlokas about? Does a ma'ayan also require 40 sa'a? I know a mikvah does. What about a ma'ayan? So if you look in the Chizur Bruvain, the standard pshat in many Achronim, is to make the following argument. It's totally in the question as to the nature of the Arba'a Imsa and a mikvah. If I argue that the Arba'a Imsa is part of the definition of what's called a mikvah, and if I don't have Arba'a Imsa of water, then it's not considered to be a real mikvah. So that's only true for mikvah. But the Torah taught us there's something called mikvah, and there's something called ma'ayan. And I have no raya that a ma'ayan, a spring, requires Arba'a Imsa. Meaning it's part of the definition of mikvah, that's halacha unique to mikvah. No reason to extend it to the world of ma'ayan. But if, however, I understand that it's not a din in the definition of mikvah, it's a halacha in your maisa tevila, it's a halacha in your maisa tevila that I have to make sure that it has Arba'a Imsa. So then just like it's true in a mikvah, it should also be true in a ma'ayan. Just like it's true in a mikvah, it should also be true in a ma'ayan. Meaning it's part of the definition of a mikvah that's unique to mikvah. If it's halacha about making sure that you could be tovel yourself, so the same way in a mikvah I have to make sure I could be tovel myself, so too in a ma'ayan I have to make sure I have the capacity to be tovel myself. So we saw a bit of a hakdama, and then we saw a chakira with one nafgamina. Memsa is about ensuring it's called a mikvah. Memsa is about making sure you have enough water on top of you. Do I require it in ma'ayan? If it's about ensuring I have enough water on top of me for a ma'ayan also. If it's a din in mikvah, if it's a din in the chaloshe mikvah, that's true for mikvah. For ma'ayan, there'd be no requirement whatsoever. So if I could first, let's say I'm not the tallest person in the world. Let's say I could be tovel in a mikvah that has 30 sa's. So then for ma'ayan, that would suffice. For Mayan, there'd be no need for a Arba'a Imsa. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. If you know what I'm doing, if not, just take a smile and it's all good. Okay. I want to give you a couple of enough clarity. So let's go with classes afterwards. Clarity. Let me try to emphasize just a couple of other things. You have a couple other nafkaminas. A couple other nafkaminas that are going to be intriguing in the other direction. We said that you could use a mikvah for other things besides a person. As an example, Kalim. I buy Kalim. And I want to be Tovel Kalim. Tevilas Kalim. So many of us know outside the regular mikvah, there's a Kalim mikvah. And that's where you can be Tovel, new Kalim that you buy, assuming it's the right material, right, who constructed it. But you can be Tovel. Tevilas Kalim. Tevilas Kalim requires Arba'a Imsa or doesn't require Arba'a Imsa. That's the Machlokes in Poskim. Look in Yoredeya, in Simen Kuchaf, I believe. Look in the Torah, in the Beis Yosef. Discussion in Poskim. Tevilas Kalim requires Arba'a Imsa or doesn't require Arba'a Imsa? Let's say at the Lumdus as follows. If it requires Arba'a Imsa, why would it require Arba'a Imsa? The definition of a mikvah. A mikvah requires Arba'a Imsa. So if a mikvah requires Arba'a Imsa and I bought a new china, new dishes, and I want to be told my dishes, has to be in the mikvah. What's called a mikvah? Arba'a Imsa. If it's a din in the Maisa Tevila, that you have to make sure you're going to entirely be covered, so that's true with a regular person. But a kli, it'd be very odd to argue tevilas kalim requires Arba'a Imsa for a regular kli. A kli doesn't require Arba'a Imsa. So if it's about the definition of a mikvah, ever you need a mikvah, you should require Arba'a Imsa. If it's that no, it's called a mikvah anyway. It's a halacha about the maisa tevila, So maybe that's true for the Maisa Tevila of a person. Would that be true about the Maisa Tevila of a Kli? Maybe not. Maybe it wouldn't be true. Maybe a Kli. That's why some Rishonim say, for sure no need for Arba'im there. And that, one, two, and... A very similar halacha, this comes up even like halacha maisa, this Mishnah Berurah stuff, it's in Kuftin and Tess, I believe, has to do with Netilas Yadayim. There's something also, Netilas Yadayim is where you pour water on it. Something else is called Tevilas Yadayim, where you're tovel your hands in water. Tevilas Yadayim, there are discussions when Tevilas Yadayim works. We're talking about cases, let's say, Midra Banan, there are certain cases for sure, where just your hands become Tameh. Your hands become Tameh. The situations where for Netilas Yadayim, you may yourself want to be tovel them. Discussions in Poskim also there, in Or HaChaim, it's in Kuftan Tes. What size of mikvah do I need for Tevilas Yadayim? Arba'im Sa'ah or not? What's the tzad why you would require Arba'im Sa'ah for Tevilas Yadayim? Because Arba'im Sa'ah is called a mikvah. If it's called a mikvah, I have to put it in there also. If, however, it's not, if, however, Arba'im Sa'ah is, if it's just a din in the Maisa Tevilah, so my hands may have different standards. There, all I may need is enough water for me to put, discussions, one hand or both hands in to be able to do so. Akan, we learned some basic dinim. We saw a chakira. We saw about three nafkaminas. The nature of memsah, definition of mikvah, or maisa tevila, nafkamina, ma'ayan. If it's the definition of a mikvah, ma'ayan doesn't need it. But tevilas kelim may need it. And tevilas yadayim may need it. If, however, it's a din in Maisa Tevila, maybe it's only when a person goes in. So Ma'ayan does need it, but Tevilas Keim, Tevilas Adayim, may not need it. I'm going to make one point in parentheses quickly, and then we'll share just a quick board, assuming that we have time. Not like a parsha board, a board lambdas. We'll try to share, but one quick point. When you go through Shittas Mishonim, it may not line up purely just based on this Chakira. Could be all some Rishonim that hold different things in different contexts. And if we're a little bit fancy, there are a couple of ways of explaining it. Maybe it is a din in the Haloshe Mikvah, and maybe we have different Hagdaras for mikvah for people, and a mikvah for Kela. Maybe a Kela Mikvah, as opposed to a mikvah of people, is like a different Haloshe Hagdara of Mikvah. Maybe there are different Hagdaras as far as how mikvah is really supposed to work, even if you take that track. And there are other ways to get a little bit fancy. One way, close parentheses, Rav Shimon and Shari Yosher has a particular mahal, which is a deepening. We set it up as a chakira, and within the chakira, Arba'im Sa'ah is either a din in mikvah or a din in a maisa tvila, and you have nafkaminas, it's either this or that. So there are different ways of saying an achronim. Again, Rav Shmuel Rizavsky and Zichron Shmuel has this vort also, I believe, but many suggest it. Chaim Shulevitz in his Shiurim in Mikvaos. He used to learn mikvahs with the Chavrusa, and the Chavrusa, I think, wrote up a lot of the discussions they had. So he quoted this also from Shimon. It's a good Torah, and that's the following. Maybe both ideas of memsa are true. Maybe both. The Of Shnitzel Mahalach, for those of you that are holding. Maybe mikvah on some level, is necessary, because mikvah, arba'im sa'ah, is part of the definition of a mikvah. Maybe arba'im sa'ah is also necessary because of the maisa tevilah. Shimon offers the following chiluk. Even if mikvah and ma'ayan both require arba'im sa'ah, maybe they do so for different reasons. Maybe ma'ayan requires arba'im sa'ah, or mikvah requires arba'im sa'ah, because that's the definition of a mikvah. Mikvah requires arba'im sa'ah. And I require it for ma'isa tvila. But a ma'ayan requires arba'im sa'ah, but not because that's the Hagdara and definition of a Ma'ayan. It's called a Ma'ayan anyway. Ma'ayan requires Arba'im Sa'ah just because of a Ma'isa Tevila. That requires it just to make sure you have enough water to cover everything. That's not a Shaila of the Hagdara of it. That's just to make sure that you can get in. With may have nafkaminas as far as Tevilas Yadayim. Maybe Tevilas Yadayim in a mikvah always requires Arba'im Sa'ah. Tevilas Yadayim in a Ma'ayan, even if a Ma'ayan for a person requires Arba'im Sa'ah, maybe it wouldn't require for Tevilas Yadayim. Maybe there are chilukim that are going to go in that direction. So there are some different ways of looking at it. Be it as it may, it's Chazor did tonight. Again, the primary goal of this Shiurim, introduce us to basic fundamental ideas in the world of mikvos on two levels. Number one, basic dinim, and number two, a little bit of lamdas. On the level of basic dinim, we learned tonight, mikvah, four kinds of people go into a mikvah. Mikvah requires Arba'im Sa'ah. It's not explicit in Chumash. Pasuk is not a smaller person, always requires Arba Amsa. A larger person, discussion to Riyavin and others, whether you really, Me'ikar Din, require more to cover such a person. We saw a discussion in Chakira, what's the need for Arba Amsa? Hagdara, Chaloshe, Mikva, or Maisa Tvila, Nafkamina, Ma'ayan, Nafkamina, Tvila's Kalem, Nafkamina, Tvila's Yadayim, pointing out that maybe there may be actually distinctions a little bit between them. Then we saw maybe you can even merge it. Maybe both ideas are true. In a mikva, it's a question of being magdir, what's called a mikva. In a ma'ayan, it's more of a din of Maisa Tvila. So as long as the Arizal's mikva is enough to cover all of you, maybe that's considered to be all that you need, even if it wouldn't be memsa. But lemaisa, I think in general, we tend to assume that even in Mayan, we want to try to get the memsa that are there. Again, first week, hopefully, Ezra Hashem, we'll be able to continue. Shkoyach, guys, have a wonderful night.